Our next speaker is Peter Rosenthal, a well-known social justice lawyer, and with him is Howard Morton, who will be available at the end for questions as well.
I think the most useful thing I can contribute is an explanation of some of the legal situation. Some 19 people were arrested on June 12th of this year. Two of them are still in custody. Sean Lee Popham has been in custody since June 12th. You can count the number of days from June 12th to now. It's getting on to being a month. He's innocent until proven guilty, of course, but he's in jail awaiting trial, and he was ordered detained until his trial. His lawyer is Jeff House, and I'm advised that Mr. House intends to bring a bail review application on July 16 in that matter. Now, that case can't be talked about so much as John Clark's can because there was a publication ban ordered over the objections of the defense with respect to what happened in that hearing. John Clark's hearing was not banned from the press, and you can report anything you want to about it. And what I would think might be reportable about it is that he was kept in custody in spite of the fact that he said he would not participate in any demonstrations whatsoever pending trial. And the only times he's ever been arrested in his 47 years of life have been at demonstrations. If he doesn't participate in any demonstrations, one might think that any concern about him committing any criminal offense is nil. Nonetheless, he was ordered detained. What is going to happen on Monday, this Monday, July 9th, in the Whitby Superior Court, is a review of that detention. The Superior Court Justice will be asked to vacate the detention order and release him on appropriate conditions, and that presumably will be open to the public, that hearing as well. It'll take place at 10 o'clock in the Whitby Superior Court, which is at 605 Rossland Drive, I think, Rossland something. The way you get there is you drive out on the 401 and go north on Brock Street and then east on Rossland Road to the courthouse. I hope to see you there.